Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here on the show, our NFL analyst and our good friend, Ross Tucker, joining us this morning. Ross, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Thanks so much for joining us. You can listen to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast consistently, breaking down football as well as anybody does. And we've been talking a lot about Vontae Davis this hour. As a former NFL player yourself, what was your take on his decision to retire midway through the game and then his statement afterwards?
Yeah, I think it's pathetic. Honestly, D.A., it makes me sick. You know, here's the thing. As a former player, I always side with players when it's something against management or the team. You know, whether that's holding out, whatever they can to try to maximize the money that they can get. I get it. Look, I understand. But when you quit on your team at halftime, it's not you against the team. It's you against the other guys. I mean, you know this, D.A., there's only 46 guys that suit up for the game. So I'd have to look. I don't know if they had four corners suited up or five. But either way, you're going against Phillip Rivers. He's playing well. You quit. Then they only had three or four corners left. If you have an injury, the team runs out of corners. I mean, they had to play safeties in nickel packages yesterday. There's no such thing as retiring at halftime. That's quitting. You retire in the offseason. Heck, you can even retire during the week. But during an actual game, when you put on the helmet and shoulder pads and said you're playing, and by the way, this stuff about, oh, well, you can step away when you want retiring. D.A., he showered, put on street clothes, and left. I mean, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard a player do.
Right, because the play is, I'm sure you probably had this moment, plenty of players have moments in the middle of games going, man, I don't have it right now. My game is not at where it needs to be to play in this league anymore. But if that happens in the middle of a game, you've got to go to your coaches and say, hey, I'm hurting the team right now. You got to put somebody else in here. I can't do what I thought I could do. And then you assess what you want to do after the game, during the week, how to do it properly, right? I mean, there is a way that you can, he can experience and acknowledge, I'm not there and I got to walk away, but still be respectful to his coaches and his teammates during the game, right?
Correct. I mean, he could say something was bothering him. He could, you know, or he could just say, Coach, I don't have it. But I don't have it isn't the same as I'm done and I'm leaving, right? So, like, I don't have it. Okay, Vontae, well, sorry to hear that, but I appreciate you telling us. We'll keep you, you know, please stay in uniform for an emergency purposes, but we won't play in the second half. We'll play the young guys or whatever. But I'm done when the team is getting smoked at halftime and you shower and leave. That's just quitting. That's just times are tough for us, and I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not going to be here with my guys and keep fighting. It's honestly, it's what the guy, he had a decent 10-year career, and now this will be what he's known for, and he's got to give back like $3.5 million. I wonder if he's really thought that part of it through.
Yeah, the showering and leaving during the game is also just such a disrespectful move. Ross Tucker joins us here on the show, Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. How about the Jaguars yesterday? Was that more telling about how good the Jaguars can be or more telling about where the Patriots are?
Well, I think more about the Jags because I thought the Patriots did some positive things, you know, that first week of the season against the Texans, although that's a whole other story. I mean, how the Texans lose to the Titans with Blaine Gabbert and their first three tackles out is beyond me. But I thought it was a big-time statement game for the Jags in general, but Blake Bortles in particular, D.A. I mean, they finally let him play, and he did it. Now, he's an inconsistent quarterback. He's been up and down throughout his career, so you never know if he'd be able to get it done in the same manner, you know, in a playoff game. But based on how he played last year in the playoffs, based on how he's played so far this year, I think you got to just go with it. I mean, he's your guy. You got to continue to trust him because they've got some young receivers, Keelan Cole, DeeDee Westbrook, making plays. I mean, that game wasn't even as close as the score indicated. The Jags totally dominated and throttled the Patriots, which is a very, very rare thing.
Absolutely right. And right now, a Jaguars-Chiefs AFC championship game sounds crazy, but in reality might not be so crazy because Patrick Mahomes is lighting everybody up. Do you think there's going to be a comeback down to earth second half of the season, second month of the season for Patrick Mahomes, or is this his potential?
Well, number one, D.A., the Patriots are going to be in the AFC championship game. They've been every year for the last 75 years, they've been in the AFC championship game. So they're going to be in the AFC Championship. Now, is there a chance that the Jags or the Chiefs are there with them? Maybe. So the two things on Mahomes, I would say. Number one, you know, he really looked turnover-prone in the preseason, and I'm surprised that that hasn't really snuck up on him yet here in the regular season. I wonder as teams get more tape and see more of what Andy Reid's doing with him, if they'll be able to fool him and get some turnovers, because so far so good in that regard. But the real issue for the Chiefs is their defense is not good. I mean, you know, Rivers threw it all over on them. Roethlisberger threw it all over them. They're not getting much of a pass rush. Their offense has carried the day so far, but I don't know that their defense is good enough for them to be in the AFC championship game.
Pittsburgh Steelers have a tendency to lose to bad teams, stub their toe, then rebound and do fine to get into the playoffs most each and every year. But these first 2 weeks feel different. What do you feel about the Steelers, and is their season at risk of going sideways?
I'm wondering a couple things, D.A. Number one, I'm wondering if the Le'Veon Bell stuff hanging over them and just constantly being asked about it and having to talk about it, I wonder if that has been a distraction that has hurt the focus of the team, because they have not played well the first couple weeks. And the second part of it is their defense is really pathetic. I mean, not only is their tackling bad in the coverage, but I'll tell you what really stood out to me, D.A. At the end of that game, it's a one-score game. Chiefs have the ball with like a minute and a half left. First down, Kareem Hunt runs for 8 yards. Second down, he gets 4, and the Chiefs get a first down. I mean, D.A., what are we talking about? That never happens. You stack the box. You don't let them run the clock out like that. I mean, that is brutal.
I know. It was wild to see. Ross Tucker joining us this morning here on the show, breaking down the NFL. For the Oakland Raiders, it's been a really tough pill to swallow the first 2 weeks. Everybody thought the magic was back with John Gruden, but clearly it is not. And now you have his former punter, Marquette King, taking a shot at John Gruden after the game, now for the Broncos. Do you think that Gruden is at risk of losing the locker room after the trade of Khalil Mack if they do not win football games?
I do, yeah. The only thing I would say about that is he brought in a lot of veteran guys that I don't know how many other options those guys had. So he's allowing them to collect another year's worth of paychecks. All their salaries are guaranteed now. So I actually think he'll have a group of guys that'll be pretty darn loyal to him. You know, the Derek Johnsons, the Frosty Ruckers, who will say, look, I don't know where else I was going to get this dough this year. This is a guy that likes old guys. I'm not letting them lose the locker room. I want another year for my pension and my 401k and my annuity, and this guy is getting it for me. So that's an interesting perspective. They should have won that game yesterday. I mean, Carr played well. They had it in hand 19-7. It really is amazing to see certain teams that have struggled in recent years, like the Raiders and the Browns, and the epic collapses that they had yesterday. It just feels like that only happens to certain teams.
So that's such an interesting standpoint, because we don't really think of players factoring in things that we factor into in terms of retirement or walking away from a job, 401ks, annuities, things like this. But what you're saying is the Jordy Nelsons, the Doug Martins, the Frosty Ruckers, all these older veterans brought in for Gruden, They weren't loyal to the Raiders before with Khalil Mack because they weren't on the Raiders before. They would be loyal to John Gruden because he's helping out their retirement and their pension, right?
Yeah, and it's especially the guys. I mean, Jordy Nelson would have had a market, but it's especially the guys that had no other place to go, right? It's the guys that didn't have a whole lot of other options. And even, I mean, he keeps doing it. He signed Jonathan Hankins and Clinton McDonald this week. So he has signed a lot of veterans that didn't really have very many other options. I think they'll actually be very loyal to him. And part of me wonders if that's not part of his thought process for having those guys. And honestly, I thought they played really hard yesterday. I mean, they got some young guys on defense, like Hurst and Arden Key, doing some good things. I'm actually a little more bullish on the Raiders after watching that game yesterday. They just blew it at the end.
Interesting. Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. I know you work with Ball Cadden very closely. It's a very cool kind of toy, gizmo thing to do out of tailgates. This is good Ball Cadden season. So have you seen it popping up around tailgates in college and NFL stadiums?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, first of all, I know that the Miami Hurricanes have it. I think 5 or 6 NFL teams have it. We just went, before the season started, I took my family up to Niagara Falls. As we were driving back, we stopped by the Bills facility so I could show my daughters where Daddy used to work. And we go in the training room, DA, and there's a ball can. Meanwhile, I've also seen it at some tailgates as well. I tell people now, just go to ballcannon.com. Or Google Ball Cannon and check out some of the videos. There's one where this guy does like a front flip and catches a pass off it. There's one where they're driving in a car, which I don't recommend, by the way, and they catch it through the window. There's one where they go off a diving board. So between those videos and the fact it's the only thing I know that my kids actually like more than their iPads, I tell everybody, if you want something that actually gets your kids outside and they'll actually enjoy it, make sure you check out ballcannon.com.
Ross Tucker Football Podcast is such a great listen during the season. Also, check him out on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, for the latest on his thoughts surrounding the NFL. Ross, it's always great to catch up, buddy. Thanks so much, man.
Absolutely. Take care, DA.
Okay, you too. Ross Tucker joining us this morning on the show. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.